Hello.
Hi, Eric. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. Did Jose tell you I was going to call?
This is Tina from where now?
From Local Splash. You were referred to us by Jose Guillermo Hernandez. He recently signed up with our services, and he told us that he thought you might be interested as well for your business.
Services for what now? Sorry.
Yeah. he should have told you that that we were going to be calling. But, what we do is we put businesses on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories.
Yes. Yes. He told me everything, but he never told me that you guys were going to be reaching out to me.
Oh, got it. Okay. I'm curious because I know he is a plumber in Houston. What type of business do you have?
Same.
Okay. A plumber also in Houston or in a surrounding area?
No, Houston, Harris County.
And then what type of internet presence do you have right now? Meaning, do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything like that set up?
No. The only advertisement I do is on Nextdoor.
Okay. And then that's the neighborhood one, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with Nextdoor. And then, how far do you typically go for a new client? I mean, not the farthest you've ever gone, of course, but just the average.
I try to keep all my work local in the Spring Branch Memorial area. But
okay.
I mean, you know, money talks. We've been all the way out to Brenham. So, I would hate to go to Brenham just to give somebody a quote, you know, but.
So probably the higher, the bigger the job, the further you go type thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. It has to be profitable and worth your while. You're not going to go do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going all the way to Brenham to repair a leaky faucet, no.
Exactly.
But, you know, if somebody needs a house repiped in Brenham, you know, we'll be there the next day.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you'll do, like, full-on new construction plumbing, house repiping, as well as, like, the typical plumbing jobs, like the leaky faucets or the toilet replacements or the
water replacements,
right?
Yes, we do it all. Sewers. Tankless, everything. If it has anything to do with plumbing, we do it all.
Okay, got it. So then you would...
But, you know, 20, I don't mind driving. It's not like I'm walking, you know, 20, 30, 40 miles, I guess.
Okay.
If I had to throw a number out there, you know.
Okay. So then... What I would recommend is the same package that your buddy has, which is called our Platinum Package. What that would do is it would get you on the first page locally and give you the most dominant internet presence and get your phone ringing with new business. So that would include the first page placement on Google, a first page placement on Bing. It would include all of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So can you, I mean, you know how more and more people, I should say, do the searches from their smartphones?
A lot.
Exactly. So
This new generation, that's all they do. Google, plumber near me, Google, hamburger, you know,
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. So that's why I was mentioning it to you, is that that's a different search result altogether. So... Once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're also going to come up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then because you don't have the business Facebook yet, what we would do, and here's why I asked you that, is Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So we'll create the business Facebook for you. And you know how when people search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time they go to their Facebook newsfeed, you'll see, that same thing popping up that you were just searching for, right? So.
Correct.
That doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in the area are searching for, Okay.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything for, you know, that's related to what you offer, then they'll get an ad for your company popping up. So it's something designed to, you know, bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform.
Yes.
And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means you'll have the ability to see how many new clients you receive from Google, how many newer clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they utilize their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything
cool.
is very transparent. Yeah, it's very cool. And then because you're a referral, we could set everything at a 50% reduced rate and do it for $299 month to month. There is a one-time setup fee of $99 that goes on the first payment only. So the initial investment would be $398. Okay. And
okay.
then because we build Google compliant websites here also, I wanted to see if they would also allow me to include one for you at no additional cost. Typically, they charge $400 to put them together, but I can explain the situation to my supervisor and how you were referred by one of our existing clients and see if they would allow me to include that. So I'm assuming that if I did get the authorization to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the website for free on top of it, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yes. Now, my question to you is, why does Jose pay only $250 a month and I would have to pay $398 a month?
Let me look. It could be that there was a special promotion going on when he signed up. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page right now.
Okay.
Don't fall off your chair when you see this. You need the platinum package. That's the one that Jose has also. That
yes.
sells on our site for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. But as
okay.
I said, I'm going to, you know, put in that referral pricing and you'll get that grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up. But I want to just look at his package and see if he's only paying $249, if there's some way that they would allow me to honor that. Because like I said, it could have been there was a promotion going on
okay.
when he signed up. So let me just see if it indicates why.
Hello, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
I'm looking at it. You know, it doesn't say why, but what I'll do is I'll put that out in the request that we're wanting to get the $249 pricing approved and also to give you the website included. And then I'll get a response back within about 60 seconds to 2 minutes and see, you know, if they're going to approve it or not. And if they do, I can put in a little promo code that they'll give me and that will match the pricing for you, okay?
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let me just send this out. And then, like I said, it takes like 90 seconds to 2 minutes for someone to respond. So while we wait on their response, I'll just kind of go in and re-verify all of your information. So, if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
It's spelled just the way it sounds, okay? It's Eric
okay.
United Plumbing at Gmail. E-R-I-K-S, Eric's United Plumbing at Gmail.
Got it. Eric's United Plumbing at Gmail.
Yes, ma'am.
.com. I love that your name is spelled with a K. I have a brother that also is Eric with a K, and it's not as common as with the C. Are you guys Scandinavian or something?
No, ma'am.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, that's why my brother is, because my mom's from Denmark, so that was the Scandinavian or the Viking way to spell it, if you will, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So
that's the only way to spell it.
I agree. I 100% agree. And then the business also is listed as Eric's United Plumbing.
No, the business okay. is United Plumbing Services, LLC.
Okay, perfect. I'm happy I asked. United Plumbing Services, LLC.
Yes.
How long have you been in business?
ever since the freeze, 2021.
Wow. Good for you. Wow.
Yes. Best and decision I've ever made.
I can imagine. Yeah. My son grew up with a friend who in high school just started working part time for a plumber, and he taught him the whole trade. He was like a master plumber. So now his friend owns his own construction company, and he does all of it, remodeling and plumbing and electrical and wiring. But plumbing is really his forte. You can tell he just loves it when he has to do plumbing. That's like he's very passionate about it.
Yep. It's a good trade. It pays the bills, that's for sure.
For sure, yeah, because he has a couple of little ones now and a wife, and he's taking good care of his family doing it. So, yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Now, is the email, I'm sorry, I know I read it back, it's Eric's United Plumbing, plural, or is it singular, just Eric United Plumbing?
It's E-R-I-K-S.
Okay, that's what I had.
United, yes.
Yeah, T-E-D and then plumbing. Okay, got it. I just wasn't sure if it was supposed to have the S or not, but that's the way I had it.
Yeah.
So I was just clarifying.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the last name is L-E-I-J-A?
That is correct.
Okay, and what is the business address?
8735 Shelmer, S-H-E-L-M, as in Mary, E-R. Shelmer Drive, Houston, Texas, 77080.
And give me the number again on Shelmer. The phone cracked up. I didn't hear the first part. What was the number?
8735.
So to confirm, 8735 Shelmer Drive, correct?
Yes.
In Houston, Texas, 77080. Okay,
yes.
Good. That's stored, so that's a valid address. And then give me a second here because I am having my light blinking, which means that they're responding to me. I want to make sure I can get this. Oh, excellent. Okay, so they said to go ahead and match the pricing of $249 and also include the site. Oh, that's excellent. So give me a second, Eric. He gave me two promo codes, one to put in for the site and the second to put in for that $249 pricing. And he said to wish you a very profitable year, so I thought that that was nice, too. So just let me read.
What's left of it, anyway?
What's left of it, right? We're getting there.
Yes, it'll be gone before you know it.
I agree, yeah.
We were driving around somewhere. I forgot where it was, and there was already, like, Halloween decorations for sale. We're like, are you serious?
I saw that, too, at my Home Depot. They had the big, like, skeletons up already.
Yep. That's what it was. That's what it was.
It was at Home Depot.
Oh,
yep.
That's crazy.
It's so crazy. And I heard, I never forget, the pastor of my church, it must have been, like, 10 years ago, but he was talking about once how, like, how the older we get, the faster time goes, and how, like, when you're a little kid, it seems like Christmas to Christmas is a lifetime. It takes forever. And then when you're an adult, you're like, oh, my gosh, is it already the holiday? Like, you don't even realize they come and go so fast, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like I just took down the lights yesterday, and I got to put them back up.
Yep, I hear you. Well, I did get that promo code all squared away for you. So in order to get this set up, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
So how much would I pay today?
You would just do $348 today. And then each month moving forward, it's $249. And you'll be grandfathered into that rate where it'll never go up. So once we get this billing information in, I'm going to send you an email that says terms and conditions. And you can acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that, like I said, it never goes up.
I'm in the middle of closing on this house that we're staying in right now.
Okay.
And I really don't want to – thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I really don't want to withdraw any money from my checking or savings account, which we should close on this house in the next 2 to 3 days. Could we proceed in that time?
I can set it up where I'm allowed to do what's called a post date as long as it's within 3 days. But if it makes you easier, I'm sure they'll let me stretch it till Friday if you want, which means
I
could
cool.
just take all the billing information.
I'm just waiting on the bank to give. get back with me and be like, okay, you're approved, and then I can go ahead and start spending this money again.
Yeah, I remember when I bought my house, it was the same thing. People would, you know, try to talk me into doing some offers and things that I could be spending money on that I really shouldn't have while I was in that process. So I did the same thing. I told everybody, until my house closes, I can't spend anything, you know?
Correct. So I mean, you can, but it'd be a smart thing not to.
Yeah, exactly. Cause they're looking at like the debt to income ratio and how much you have in the bank. And then if you spend money on something, then that alters everything. And then you don't want to start all over. Yeah. So I get it. So, I'll set it up as a post date for Friday, but I'm also going to text you my direct line right now. So if anything happens and you don't close on time, just call me and we'll push that payment out a little bit farther for you. But, you know, this way we, you know, can just at least get it all locked in with the pricing and the website and everything that he just authorized for me. So in order to do that, like I said, we're not going to process it till Friday, but I do have to take the billing information. So
does it
display your name or the business name or both?
Just my name.
Okay. Any middle name or initial for you or just first and last?
First and last.
Perfect. And then is the Shelmer Drive also the billing address?
That is correct.
It is? Okay, excellent. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Hold on 1 second. Let me go look for it.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Okay, it's a Visa, and the card number is 4777.
Okay.
4800.
Mm-hmm.
816.
Mm-hmm.
2395.
And expiration?
1224.
And the code?
168.
168. Okay. So I'm going to go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create the appointment for Friday for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. And some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
United Plumbing Services, LLC.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Eric Leha, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Friday, which is August 2nd, in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So if your house closes sooner and you want to push up the client interview a day or so sooner, you can call me. But for now, I'll just have to set it for Friday. We process payments first thing in the morning, which is around 9 a.m. your time. Would that be okay on Friday or should it be later in the day?
It should be later in the day. I mean, like I said, that's all I'm waiting for is just, you know, for us to close on this and then we could go ahead and proceed.
Okay. So I'll put it where, let's see here. I want to see what's even open on Friday for the client interview. Okay. Why don't we do this? I have a 5 o'clock open your time, 5 p.m. on Friday for the client interview. So what I'll do is I'll schedule the payment to run a little bit before that, like 4:45 p.m. Central Time. And then that way the payment will get squared away. You'll get the terms and conditions where you can do the e-signature on the pricing. And then after that, we will be calling you to do the client interview to get everything set up. Do you think that would work?
Yes.
Okay. And then remember, I texted you my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if for some reason you get that closed sooner, you can always call me and we'll push it up. Or if it doesn't schedule on time, call me and we'll push it out. But for now, preliminary for Friday, I'm going to book out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time. Now, the client interview only takes about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes max, but the reason I'm booking out an hour is I don't want you to panic. If you, you know, get a call at 5:15 or so, all that means is that my technician's prior appointment ran a little bit over, but they will call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then other than that, I can't send you the terms and conditions for you to sign until the payment processes on Friday. So don't worry about that for now. We'll just kind of tackle that on Friday when we need to. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. You have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am. That is it.
No.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your day, too.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.